Hi, this is Rachel Kosman, contributor for SearchStorage.com, and I'm here today to talk about file virtualization with Jeff Bowles, senior analyst with the Tunisia Group. How are you today, Jeff?
Hi, Rich. Very good. Thanks for having me today. Looking forward to our conversation here.
Great. Well, let's get started. Can you explain to me a little bit about what file virtualization is?
At its most basic, file virtualization is really about separating file data from restrictions and how it is accessed and manipulated. Simply put, you get a lot of functionality out of accessing files via SIFS or NFS, like you probably do in your NAS environment, whether on a traditional file server or a NAS appliance. But at the same time, in this file environment that manages the majority of our data today, you get roped into a lot of restrictions. Most importantly, your clients, desktops or servers, or applications for that matter, get tied into a single access path. And if you try to move files or directories, you can break things pretty bad. File virtualization can mask the way you access your file data and in turn let you move and manipulate your stored files or directories without impact upon your clients. So if your file storage infrastructure has really grown and you have lots of data being accessed by lots of different business systems, this can be a tremendous benefit. It can also ease things when it comes to migrating those storage systems. So this is where we come to some complexity in the assortment of file virtualization technologies available today. And the stuff on the market actually varies widely.
Can you actually tell me about those technologies and how they vary?
So now we're getting back to the differences and variations in technologies. And let me start off by saying that while the capabilities I've talked about so far are the core focus of most vendors, that pure file virtualization, so you can tier it or migrate it, there is lots of other stuff that gets lumped together in the file virtualization space. First off, what I've talked about so far is what Tunisia Group has commonly referred to in the past as network file management. Typically, you're going to insert a device in band or integrate an out-of-band device with your NAS storage, and those devices will move files and either actively redirect clients or leave a stub file or pointer behind that a client follows to a new file location. This is what we call network file management, or what users commonly think of when talking about file virtualization. Behind this concept of network file management, users should recognize that some solutions do file-based virtualization and some do directory-based virtualization. The choices vary by how much horsepower they require and how granularly they let you tier or manipulate data. So file-based, you can do stuff down at a file level, but you may need a lot more horsepower to do it depending on whether it's in-band or out-of-band solution. And you'll also find different selections of solutions based on whether they are file or directory-based. And in band or out of band. So in some cases, you may have a choice of three or four solutions that are in band and file based, and maybe no solutions that are out of band and directory based because all the directory based things are out of band or are no in band directory based solutions. So the landscape gets pretty complex out there. So third, some technologies may be more appropriate for doing periodic migration type of events, while others may be something that you leave on and always tier, so you can always tier or manipulate your data with them. They permanently virtualize your environment, whereas some other technologies might cut in to help you move a massive amount of data for a migration event. And while I hesitate to bring this up, I think it's inevitable that we talk about global namespaces here, as well as this technology is usually lumped in with file virtualization, even though it is just loosely associated. Global namespaces can aggregate all of your different files and directories into one big point of access, so you're not having to manage as many unique mount points, NAS systems, and client configurations independently.
All right. Can you tell me how file virtualization affects replication or migration of files?
So depending on the solution, file virtualization can interact with your file storage in a number of ways. The solution might be integrated with NAS APIs like FPolicy or File Mover and act on the data behind the scenes and use those APIs to create stubs or redirections to a client or for a client to the moved file. So they tie into that API and leave a hook in the file system saying, hey, go over here to access this file to this archival storage layer or wherever you've moved it to. may optimize or complicate your environment when it comes to replication or migration, depending on how you look at it. How do you replicate data today? How do you migrate your data today? If it's strictly by a file system and you have tools that you apply to a file system, you may not migrate or replicate that entire set of data in the same way. So think about that when you're making a selection and figuring out how you're going to architect one of these solutions into your environment. Similarly, if you're doing file virtualization in band, you may introduce some latency into your environment. You may have to think about how you're handling failover or migration to new solutions. In addition, they have those same implications for replication and migration. While you can apply these solutions to do a migration, say, hey, I want to take all of this file system and move it over here to unarchived data, if you're using replication and migration technologies outside of these solutions, there may be serious implications. So think holistically about your environment and the entire file storage area network that you're going to architect with these tools.
Definitely. Can you also tell me what some of the benefits and some of the drawbacks of file virtualization are?
Right out the gate, you know, file virtualization has been designed to tie your silos together, your silos of storage together, and make management easier, letting you cost optimize your storage so you can put the right data on the right tier. And it eases your infrastructure requirements that you might have today for lots of extra capacity, because we tend to provision a ton of file storage capacity into our environment so that we have lots of overhead room so that we don't get forced into a migration event, right? If you run a file system up to 95% of capacity, you may be at a point where you have to do an emergency migration event, and nobody wants that in their environment. With file virtualization, you can move some of that data and run your system closer to that maximum capacity limit without having to worry about being forced into an emergency migration event. So there's lots of optimization that can be had from a file virtualization layer. At the same time, you have to go into a file virtualization solution with an eye towards your overall storage architecture. As I mentioned, there may be implications down at the replication and migration technology layers of your infrastructure, but there also may be some tie-in to your solution, too. It may be difficult to actually back out of a file virtualization solution, depending on how you've used it and how broadly you've deployed it. If you're doing a whole lot of granular file tiering, you may find that it's kind of challenging to untier that data to take that solution out of the infrastructure. So think about these things long-term, how you're going to migrate away and continue operating that environment without disruption should something happen to a vendor or a solution.
Great. So our last question today is going to kind of touch on what products on the market enable file virtualization.
So, today we have the usual powerhouses, EMC's Rainfinity and the F5 Copia products that really helped define this market. And both of those solutions have the full range of capabilities you would expect in any enterprise file virtualization suite, including global namespace capabilities, file level tiering, directory level tiering, and they give you a choice of in-band and out-of-band approaches to the problem. Trickling down to the SMB market, you have players out there like AutoVert that came to market with a file virtualization solution targeted more at migration, solving the SMB's challenges around file migration. And then you have some other folks on the edge of the market that have come and gone, but I'll bring one to the listener's attention that continues to strike me as an extremely interesting company to watch, and that's a still, for the most part, largely stealth mode company out of Austria called Smapper. When you start thinking about what you can do with file virtualization outside of just this tiering and migration capability, the possibilities become really interesting. As file virtualization gives you kind of an interesting foundation on top of which to build policy engines and interact with live data. Consequently, you can do things like caching, load balancing, failover, application integration, or any other number of interesting things. And it's actually those possibilities, broad manipulation, integration of file data, for which the term file area networking was coined. So you've seen Acopia grab onto a little bit of this when they do things like caching data on solid state for tier zero, tight file caching and acceleration, accelerate the network. But Snapper is interesting, and they're over and over again breaking new ground and doing intelligent things with file data and tying it into applications and acting as a services platform that can orchestrate how you look at file data and manipulate it in your environment. So, and that is really the short list of who's out there today.
Great. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Rachel, you bet. Thanks for having me.
No problem. For more information on file virtualization, please be sure to visit searchstorage.com.